This is Red River Radio News. I'm Chuck Smith. While millions of Texans are still without safe water to drink, hundreds of thousands of people in Mississippi and Louisiana still lack water or have very low water pressure, even with weather warming up days after the winter storm. Some have been without it for a week. Those who do have some water service are under boil advisories until the water systems are deemed safe. After seeing national news coverage focusing on neighboring state Texas, Shreveport, Louisiana Mayor Adrian Perkins expressed frustration with the Times newspaper by saying, quote, "Louisiana has been treated like the stepchild of the nation during this disaster," end quote. Perkins did praise the state's response led by Governor John Bel Edwards, who sent water and the Louisiana National Guard to assist. Perkins said that while private donations from individuals and foundations have been helping nonprofit agencies' efforts to provide food and water, they are a trickle compared to the fire hose of resources going to Texas because people are unaware of Louisiana's plight. About 270,000 people in the Shreveport-Bossier metropolitan area are under boil advisories. As water service is being restored, water will be distributed beginning noon today at Independence Stadium, Byrd and Huntington High Schools, Southern Hills Elementary, and Uri Drive Middle School. Millions of Texans were left without water and power when the winter storm taxed the state's energy grid last week. Former Texas Republican Congressman Will Hurd says it boiled down to a lack of leadership and lack of preparedness. During a weekend appearance on Meet the Press, Hurd said state leaders should stop finger-pointing and look for solutions.
Instead of using this as a political bludgeon against one another, we should be talking about the serious issues about reliability, about how the Texas grid increases its connections with the other grids around us. How do you make sure that ERCOT has the tools and the power?
The Texas legislature is holding hearings this week into why last week's winter storm knocked out power for millions of people. Millions of Texans still do not have access to safe or running water. But Toby Baker, who heads the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality, tells Texas Public Media that once large water systems in cities are up and running, there will be an effort to help rural areas.
As these big systems come off, we're going to try to get those utility workers to not stop and go help some of their smaller neighbors around them.
Just days ago, nearly 15 million Texans did not have safe drinking water. That number is now over 8 million. Arkansas's Republican Attorney General and lawmakers have unveiled legislation that would prohibit transgender athletes from playing in girls' and women's sports teams at schools. Yesterday, Attorney General Leslie Rutledge called the legislation a preemptive effort in response to an executive order President Joe Biden signed that prohibited discrimination based on gender identity in school sports and elsewhere.
Joe Biden's executive order hurts the girls and women that Title IX was passed into law to protect. And so I want to send a strong message to President Joe Biden and his administration that here in Arkansas, we intend to require schools to prohibit biological boys who self-identify as girls onto girls' sports teams.
Similar legislation has been introduced in at least 20 states so far this year. A similar measure was approved in Idaho but blocked by a court. This is Red River Radio.